Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. So, let me tell you what happened to me. There I was on Monday night with my dear friend Andrea, who's in town from the West Coast. And, you know, I say to her on Monday night, I probably shouldn't have a drink. You never know when they can call me in the middle of the night. She's like, well, don't you think you'd know by now? I'm like, yeah, I would think that. But as it turns out, that scotch hurt a lot when yesterday morning at 4:30, my phone rang and I was very sleepy. And the fabulous senior producer of CBS Mornings said, hey, love to have you come on the show this morning and talk about First Republic and the beginning of the Federal Reserve meeting. So what does your favorite business analyst at CBS News do? She says, of course, happy to do that. Mark, I was so efficient. It was essentially by 5:45 when the car came, I had gotten up, showered, gotten myself changed, ready to go, walked the dogs, they peed, they pooped. I got back in the house, got myself together, went to the broadcast, and I could talk about First Republic Bank. Now, the thing that's really kind of crazy about all of the uncertainty in the banking sector is that it gets back to one of my favorite concepts in finance, and that is, this is all about confidence. And you can have 11 banks put $30 billion in deposits into First Republic Bank, and it does not matter. It may not convince many depositors that they should stay. So, Mark, of course, before I did the show, I was madly going through First Republic's balance sheet and trying to figure out where things stood. On Monday, the stock went down again. It's down 90%, you know, since basically February. The stock was at 123 at the end of February, closed at just over 12 bucks on Monday evening. And they've had, yes, $30 billion of deposits from 11 different banks, but they've had $70 billion of outflows. So that 30 is kind of a drop in the bucket. So the fear of the unknown, the worry about what's going to happen if this bank were to fail, this becomes a huge issue. And thankfully, two of the great producers at CBS News had sent me the embargoed excerpts from Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary's speech to the American Bankers Association, which took place yesterday. So before I went on the air, here's what the most important thing I realized was that the real reason why $70 billion has left the First Republic Bank coffers is that there has not been a specific, explicit guarantee of uninsured depositors. And as a result, that really causes people to freak out a little bit. So in Janet Yellen's speech, I'm just going to tell you what she said. She said that when she was working with the Federal Reserve and the FDIC to protect all depositors in the resolutions of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, she noted, ready? Here's the quote. The steps we took were not focused on aiding specific banks or classes of banks. Our intervention was necessary to protect the broader U.S. banking system. And here's the key part, gang. And similar actions could be warranted if smaller institutions suffer deposit runs that pose the risk of contagion. I believe that our actions reduce the risk of further bank failures that would have imposed losses on the deposit insurance fund, which is paid for through fees on insured banks. In other words, here's your big takeaway. The takeaway here, regulators could actually come in and, of course, protect depositors at First Republic if they came under similar stress. And I think that that was very important to kind of calm down the markets. Again, we're not out of the woods yet. We are not. But I think that what's happened is these comments are seen as integral to helping stave off the crisis. There is some conversation going on about what's happening at First Republic, whether the banks could convert their deposits into investments. We'll see. What I want everyone to understand as you listen to the headlines and you hear this segment is that we are in a very critical time, but we are not in a time where the big banks are at risk. We are not seeing the fortunes of the five largest financial institutions of this country come into pressure. That's the most important thing. And of course, if you've got $250,000 or less in an FDIC insured institution or with a credit union that carries credit union insurance, breathe easy, okay? Don't worry about the volatility. It's going to be volatile, but that's really my main takeaway. And then I'm talking with Vladimir Dutier on CBS Mornings, and he follows up with a really good question about the Federal Reserve. And you will hear my answer when we play the segment. So, Mark, let's cue the segment.
There is new concern in the banking sector this morning following the failure of multiple banks this month. First Republic, until recently the 14th largest bank, saw its shares plunge yesterday despite a $30 billion lifeline from 11 other banks. The news comes as the Federal Reserve is considering another interest rate hike. Jill Schlesinger joins us now to talk about it. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
So, front page of the Wall Street Journal, Diamond, as in Jamie, pursues more aid for First Republic. It's on the brink of collapse. Should people be worried?
Well, I think we have to all be worried about this. This is not something we encounter where medium-sized banks of a couple hundred billion dollars in assets are having runs on their asset base. But here's what I think is important. First Republic, like Silicon Valley Bank, had this large percentage of uninsured deposits, meaning a lot of people had accounts with more than the $250,000 FDIC insurance limit. Now, as other banks were failing, remember that the Fed came in and the Treasury Department said, we're going to insure everybody, everyone more than 250. But they haven't made that similar announcement for other banks. That means that despite 11 banks putting $30 billion into First Republic, $70 billion has left that bank this month. And I think that that's what's cause for concern. The idea that maybe these 11 banks, which put $30 billion in, may try to do something to help the bank out. That's actually good. And also, we have comments that were just released where Janet Yellen's going to deliver a speech later today. And there is sort of an implicit comment that she put out that said, hey, if other banks that are systemically important run into a problem, we're probably going to backstop those folks over 250.
All right, let's talk about the Fed, which is meeting today to decide whether or not to raise interest rates again. Will they? What are you hearing?
Well, the idea here is that inflation still remains high. Okay, we know that. And the Federal Reserve is very clear they need to fight inflation. The inflation rate, 6% year over year. Now, the problem is with the instability in the banking system, a lot of people are saying, hey, go on pause, just wait, chill out for a meeting. The problem is, I think that if the Fed were to do that, it sends a signal that they are spooked about what's going on. And if we are really believing that this is mostly about confidence and we need to shore up confidence, I hear that the most likely path for this two-day meeting is a quarter of a percentage point increase. Whether or not you think that's good or bad, I think that's what's most likely. That way the Fed can sort of say, hey, we're dealing with inflation, but we're not raising rates by so much that's going to further crimp the banking system.
Okay, one thing I didn't say on the air about the Federal Reserve is they keep kind of thinking that, oh, we're coming to the rescue. And I keep coming up with the analogy of these are the arsonist firefighters for sure, meaning that because Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve kept interest rates so low for so long and were late in starting the inflation fighting campaign, they are now coming to the rescue as if, like, really? This is just, you know what? We could have actually been helped if you guys were doing your job a little bit better 6 months before you started raising rates. So anyway, I do expect a quarter point when we get that decision later today. I'll be talking about that later in the week once we do get the decision, and I can digest the Federal Reserve's statement as well as Jerome Powell's press conference. So with that said, if you've got financial questions, if you are concerned about the Fed raising rates or maybe pausing, or maybe you're worried about your own financial life, why don't you go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Oh, and Mark, I had such a great idea for our new service, Jill on Money Live. We have discussed this before, but you are going to have access for $35 a year, access to quarterly live webinars, more special content. I've come up with an idea about some of the special content, Mark. Woohoo! Isn't that great? Anyway, you can, of course, get all that information on our website, jillonmoney.com. All right, I think that's it for the day. So try to lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.